Crews checked the structural stability of France's Notre Dame Cathedral and worked to determine the full extent of damage from a massive fire at the centuries-old Paris landmark. President Emmanuel Macron is pushing ahead with an ambitious goal of rebuilding it within 5 years. He gave the proposal to rebuild it even more beautifully in a nationwide address Tuesday night and planned to spend Wednesday meeting with his cabinet to discuss the reconstruction and the funding that will be necessary to complete it. He already has a huge head start, with wealthy French citizens and businessmen having already pledged $800 million. Former U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama was in Paris at the time of the fire.
And it didn't really hit me until I saw the images that all of you saw, and all that ran through my mind was all that that cathedral meant in my small life. It was...
What does it mean?
Paris was my first international experience as a little girl, and I wrote about it in the book. It was the first time I got on a plane with a passport away from home, and I remember going to the cathedral as a child.
Michelle Obama. The U.S. Justice Department will release on Thursday a redacted version of the nearly 400-page report of Special Counsel Robert Mueller on Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. election aimed at helping Donald Trump win the presidency. Trump claimed again Tuesday that he has already been exonerated of wrongdoing linked to the election, even as he and the American public await details of the prosecutor's 22-month investigation. Democrats are continuing to call for the unedited version of the Mueller report be released to the full public. For details on more news, always join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Voters in Indonesia choosing on Wednesday the country's next president.